I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Alyssa Eli has identified a new fitness regimen. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
I know you are currently in Cleveland preparing to witness the Republican National Convention. LPGA golfer Natalie Gulbis and UFC President Dana White will speak at that convention, but not former pro quarterback Tim Tebow, despite previous indications that he would be there. I wonder if that just kills all the excitement.
Well, I mean, it's simply another incompletion by Tim Tebow. Okay, that was cheap.
That was too easy, man.
But it really was. You just teed it up so perfectly.
That's what I did.
Yeah, I get the feeling that they put the speaker schedule together without talking to anybody, any of the people that they were planning on having speak. And Natalie Gulbis is, as you said, an LPGA player, also a Latvian who has appeared in several beauty pageants of some sort or another. So that certainly fits the Trump motif. And Dana White just sold his franchise for a cool few billion. So he's got nothing else to do. So
the Democrats will counter about a week later with musical performances by Cyndi Lauper, Idina Menzel, Lady Gaga, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and Lenny Kravitz, but no athletes on their list, as far as I can see. Are they missing an opportunity?
Well, I don't know. Is Bill Bradley around? I mean, he's from New Jersey, not far from Philadelphia. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they've gone for, you know, pop stars of the 80s rather than athletes.
The American League gained home field advantage for the World Series with their win in Tuesday's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. When do you suppose that particular bit of Bud Selig's legacy will atrophy and fall off?
Well, I actually thought it was going to happen already, but apparently there are people within baseball who really like the idea.
In the home run derby preceding that game, Giancarlo Stanton hit 61 home runs. Yikes. Am I wrong, or did it take Roger Maris a whole season to do that?
I was about to say that. Yeah, that was a heck of a performance. And he's a really good ambassador for the sport, so I was happy to see it. But I'm telling you, the shade of Roger Maris is somewhere going, I wish it was that easy.
I wish they'd throw me those pitches, is what he was
saying.
Yeah,
exactly.
Tim Duncan quietly announced his retirement this week, Charlie. He said basketball just wasn't as much fun as it used to be. And it's really too bad that he's retired without winning a championship. Oh, wait, he and the Spurs have won five of them.
Yeah, not only that, but he is a guy who has marched to his own drummer for his entire career. It just happens to be a much quieter drummer than a lot of people's. He's been, and I say this with all possible respect and with the greatest admiration, aggressively normal.
In the first round of the British Open, Phil Mickelson came within one lipped-out putt of shooting a 62. This is the mythical number, something that's never been done in a golfing major. It had to be terribly disappointing, the 63 notwithstanding, I guess.
Yeah. You know what, though, Bill? As an occasional golfer myself, I'd settle for 63. I honestly would. You know, I would settle for a 63 through, say, 13 holes.
I was going to say 9 holes. Dale Earnhardt Jr. still experiencing concussion-like symptoms as a result of a crash last month in Michigan. So Jeff Gordon might come out of retirement for next week's Brickyard 400. He told me last year that he might race occasionally after he'd retired, which is cool, I guess, except that driving that fast part-time seems risky, no?
That's what I was going to say. I mean, this isn't like coming out of retirement to play 20 minutes for the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, this is coming out of retirement to drive something 200 miles an hour. I don't even want to think about what the loss of the edge or the instinct would mean at that speed. So, no, I don't think this is a good idea at all.
On Friday, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady said he would not appeal his Deflategate suspension to the Supreme Court. So he will, in fact, miss the first four games of the NFL season. Marcel Darius of the Bills said earlier this week that he would not be happy if Brady missed the Pats' fourth game of the season, which is against Buffalo. So Darius is not going to be happy. But why should it matter to him?
Because he wants to play against the best. And I think that's the best reaction we've had to Deflategate yet. And, you know, I think that's good to hear from a player.
And finally, Charlie, I know you always like to celebrate a new record, and so you will be happy to learn, I'm sure, that Emma Zadel of Ocean City, Maryland, has caught the largest cobia ever landed in her state. The fish weighed 95 pounds, but what makes the story especially unlikely is that Ms. Zadel is 9 years old and weighs only 65 pounds, so help me with the physics on that one.
Well, I mean, she's obviously capable of fighting above her weight class. You know, the old Gay and Wilson argument, never eat anything bigger than your head. Never catch anything that weighs more than you do.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.